Om Shanti. All of you great souls in this gathering, can you say with intoxication, Om Shanti? Looks like you didn't have your breakfast. Did you have good breakfast? Yes or no? Just put your both hands up if you had very good breakfast. Do you like it? I think brother doesn't like, so his hand is not going up. So Baba is feeding us. Baba is taking care of us. So Baba loves us very much, or you love Baba the most? Does Baba love us most, or do we love Baba? What do you think? Baba loves us the most. How much does he love? Can you just stand up and show by spreading your arms how much he loves? Yeah, maybe he can take a video and then see. Wow, see, wonderful. Huh? No translation, I think. Beautiful. Clap for yourself. Applause for yourself, please. Isn't it beautiful? God loves me. Who loves me? God loves me. Wah, my fortune. Wah, that's today's topic. So, the first priority is that you all need to be intoxicated. Are you? Yes or no? Are you? So what makes you intoxicated? Can someone of you share? Like right now, at this moment, what's making you intoxicated? Anyone? Sing and dance. Okay, we'll have that also. I have requested the brother to play a song so you can sing and dance. So that's the greatest fortune. Then what else? Yeah? Oh, he has given you a surprise. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Amazing. So what else? Anything else? Nothing? Makes me very happy. Very good. What else? Yes? He has brought us to the land where he has taken birth. Oh, that's great, isn't it? Applause for everyone, please. There's no income tax, nothing. So just you can do it, you know, with a big heart, okay? So anyone else? Okay, I think you're you're full now. Okay, she wants to say it again. Yeah. Yeah, so all of you are intoxicated. Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes? Can it be forever? Can it be forever? Yes or no? No! Come on! He is straight away with the answer, no! Why not? If now we can experience my fortune, then why not for the lifetime? What's the problem? What's the problem, do you think? Maya comes. Where is Maya? Which country are you coming from? Sydney. So where is Maya? What's the address? Do you know the address where Maya is? Where is it? Oh, it's in the heaven. Maya is in the heaven. See, good answer. What else? What about this side? Sisters? Where is Maya? From whichever country you're coming from. Do you know the address where it stays? No? Oh, it's within us. See, we need not have to look for an address. Where is it? Where is it? Omnipresent. That's even more beautiful, isn't it? Huh? So now for Brahmin souls, but for us. Where is it? Well, brother is showing it's here. So Bhat, can we ever think that we can drive away because our fortune is great? Can we just tell Maya to get out? Or let it be. When is the time? Now or later? Now? Pakka pakka? Okay? Pakka? Yes? Pakka means yes. Can we confirm? Can we lock this answer? Lock or unlock? Okay. Now I request all of you to stand up and realize the fortune. Request the brother to play the song and let's see how we are going to, you know, feel the fortune by singing and dancing. Brother said we can sing and dance to feel the fortune, so let's start with that. And your brother can lead.
Light on the horizon.
Do it with a smile, please.
Star above. Feel the spirit rising. Hear the mighty shout. Oh, wonderful creation. Turning inside out. He's making his will.
You can sing if you know the song, please.
Talking about an end to war. We need more than chess moves. We gotta open up the door and let a little sunlight shine on each and every face. In the sunlight of the morning.
Request all of you to sing.
We are too close, not to let it be. We are sisters and brothers, a coat of many colors, you and me.
You can hold your hands and then form a circle, circle. Yes, please come on, sisters. Yes. Brothers, just feel the fortune of your in Madhuban, this wonderful family, a fortunate one.
To hear the joyful sound.
All of you? Yes. Very nice. Brother, can you take the video of the sister?
In harmony. There's a new world in the making. Won't you sing along? Sing along with me. We are one family.
Yes, come on,
please. We are too close. We are sisters and brothers, a coat of many colors. We are one family. We are too close not to let it be. We are sisters and brothers.
Just leave your hands and go around the circle with Baba. Go around the circle with Baba.
Shout it from the mountaintop. Sail it on the breeze. The only way we're gonna
have to now enjoy your fortune with Baba in Madhuban.
We are one family.
Yes, we are one family.
We are too close not to let it be. We are sisters and brothers, a coat of many colors. We are one family.
Come on, louder please.
We are too close not to let it be. We are sisters and brothers, a coat of many colors, you and me. We are sisters.
Come on, everyone.
Brothers, a coat of many colors, you and me.
Take your seats. Happy? Happy? Very happy or very, very happy? Very, very happy. So this is the fortune God has given us. Just need to remember these moments in Madhuban. Such a wonderful place we are in. Madhuban is the paradise on earth, God's place. And we all are in God's place. Are we? Yes? So if we carry these moments, can Maya make us unhappy? Yes or no? So from now on, Maya is not going to make us unhappy, right? Just put your hands up. Who thinks like that? So Maya is watching you. Come outside. Is that okay? What are you going to tell Maya? Stay away or don't come? Oh, you know your answers. So the moment you realize the fortune, everything is fine. This is why Baba says, always be up, step out and step in. You must have heard Yagya history, like when Mama was traveling in the car in Mumbai with two senior brothers, and when they were passing by in the city, they could see the hoarding, and brothers were planning some service. And then after some time they asked Mama, Mama, did you see the hoarding? Mama just said, Mama was not here. She was with Baba. So to be with Baba is the greatest fortune. Like Baba said in today's movie, to remember Baba. What happens if you remember friends, relatives and other people? What happens? Really? Then why do you want to remember? Sister is saying sorrow, but why do you want to remember then? So if the remembrance is giving sorrow, then why do I do it? Because we have to understand the subtleness, what's happening. Because once you remember someone, you get tuned into their frequency. As soon as you remember someone, some bodily being, something, whatever, you just get tuned into their frequency. And now Baba is saying, get related to God. Do you like this? Are you related? Or you want to get related? What does it mean? Is there any difference or the same? Are you related? How many of you are already related? With your smile, with a smile on your face, please. Okay. Brothers are not related. What about brother? You are dancing? Not related. It's okay. And you want to get related now? To appreciate the attainment they've got from Baba. Because Baba has given us all the attainments. The only thing is, Dadi Gulzar always says, three steps of fortune. What's that? The first step is to know. We know the knowledge now. And the second step is accepting the knowledge. Third step is imbibing the knowledge. So if these three things are fine, then thinking, saying and doing, everything becomes easier. So this is why Dadi always says, Khushi. Khushi means? Khushi means? Say it with happiness. Happiness, yeah? Happiness. How does it look? Okay, happiness, how does it look? See, that's what? Expression. How do I express is what I have. What I have is what I give all the time. So if I realize the fortune of what I have, what I have got from Baba, and the fortune of this Brahman life is that we are related, and we have all the relationships with Baba, that is the fortune. Isn't it? All the relationships. So if I have all the relationships with Baba, do I ever get depressed? No. So what's the missing link? To relink, what do I have to do is not to miss even one relationship. Are you ready? Yes or no? Not with that intoxication. So this class needs intoxication. Only then you can feel it's fortunate. So yes or no? Yes. Yes. All the relations with Baba? Yes, Maya is listening to you. Come out. I'll show you what. It's possible or not? Possible. When is it possible? When is it possible? When I am determined. No matter what, I'm going to experience all the relationships with Baba. This is the greatest fortune. Even to accept. One thing is you know through Baba's murli. The second thing is you accept. Yes, Baba. You are my everything. You are my world. Like today, Baba beautifully said, what was Brahma Baba saying in today's Murli? You heard the Murli, right? Or you forgot it already? Huh? What happens? You forgot already? You remember? So what is, how does Brahma Baba talk to Shiv Baba? See, this chariot, I am going to take inheritance from Baba. This chariot belongs to him because I've given him on loan. So he's being looked after. Even simple things like how Baba was sharing, you know, when Baba takes bath, what did Baba say? Does anyone remember? Yes, yes, come on, yeah. Shiv Baba is giving birth. See how wonderful it is. Did you just listen or did you accept? It was not only for one Brahma Baba, it was for all of us. Did you feel the love? Yes or no? Yes? So each and everything Baba is ready to do for us. But are we ready to invite him, invoke him? Are you ready? Yes or no? Only one. What about others? Of course, you have to share everything with Baba. Okay? Share every thought with Baba. You must have heard about self-talk. But to share everything with Baba is the biggest fortune. Baba, come, let's go and have tea. What about this? You like it? Brother is smiling, so that means he likes it. So everything that you do in this mundane world, share with Baba. Really? So then, how would you feel? Wow, my life is fantastic. It's very nice. Because who is with me? God is with me. I had an opportunity to work with Dada Vishwaratan. You must have heard, you know, one of the original jewels of the Yajna. So I used to ask Dada, Dada, what effort do you do? Have you heard of Dada Vishwaratan? So he was the instrument, you know, to make this picture of the world, I mean, Kalpa tree. And you must have heard many things about Dada Vishwaratan. He used to conduct meditation in the history hall every day. So he was taking care of the accounts office. So but I could see how he used to keep Baba with him. So whenever I asked him, Baba, where are you? How can I connect with you? You always said he is besides you. So Dada used to say, he is always watching you. God is watching me, but I don't have time to see. That's very clear. Everybody the same answer? No? Sometime I look at and then I am busy. So the biggest fortune of the confluence age is, Baba says, use me. Are you ready to use Baba? So we have to take the opportunity to use Baba in everything that you do. Today Baba gave us a beautiful blessing. How fortunate we are. God gives us blessing every day. Aren't we fortunate? Maybe, right? Are we? Yes, yes or no? Do you remember yesterday's blessing? Something you remember. What about 10 days before? Because blessings are common, you know, every day you get. Is it like that? To understand the value of God's blessing that we receive every day is the greatest fortune. God is sustaining me. But always I look for the sustenance outside. So that doesn't make me feel fortunate. Because I look outside, when I'm getting it, I'm not accepting it, I'm discarding it. This is why what I have to remember, I forget. And what I have to forget, see, that's nice. See, you're saying with a smile. Huh? That's good. So did you do bhakti or raj yoga to remember all the waste things? Nothing. It's automatically registered. Because that is the, Baba says, that is the level. So you can just see what is the level. So accept every day's blessing with lot of love. Are you ready? Yes or no? So you will never forget. Accept is to experience, not just to memorize. Okay, this is what Baba said. But to experience. So now let us try. Try or do it? Somebody was saying, I'll try doing it. Then I asked them, will you try to sit and try to stand as well? They said, no, either you sit or stand. So then do it. So now we all will do it. Do you like it? And to realize the fortune that God has given me the blessing. So I want you to pair up. Is that okay? Yeah. If you can stand up, it's fine. If you want to sit, sitting people can pair up together and the standing people can just pair up together. That would be nice. Is that okay? Yeah, come on. Just don't talk. Just organize yourself. Just go to the angel whom you would like to go. Don't instruct anyone. Just go to the angel you would like to go, pair up, and then see yourself. Look into the screen of your mind. What's going on? Mind your mind. You're my friend. Right now I would like to have an appointment with you. Because God has made me realize the fortune that I can have an appointment with my own self. That's my own mind. My mind has agreed to give me an appointment. I'm now ready. As I've heard in the Murlis from God, that I am a soul. My dear mind, I completely accept and feel and believe that I am not this body. I am neither the body nor the organs. I am neither the mind nor the intellect. I am just a beautiful ignited lamp. I am this beautiful point of light shining at the center of my forehead. This is my original identity. I see myself as this beautiful point of energy. I'm so blessed. I explain to my mind, unless I exist in this body, there is value. As I leave this body, there is no value absolutely at all. But all these days, I was busy with the mundane things. Because I thought I was this body. And was just busy taking care of the body. Mind lesson to you, completely accepts, and it resonates. Mind explores the idea. Intellect upholds the concept. And the soul resonates in the harmony of mind and intellect. I see myself as this beautiful point of light, a sparkle on the center of my forehead. As I see, I can feel the energy around my face. I can see the energy being spread in the upper part of my body. I can see it spread throughout, from top to bottom. I see myself in the body of light. As I see myself in the form of an angel, and realize the fortune that I am the angel of this universe, God has taught me how to see myself. I see myself in the eyes of God. I see the crown of light. And as I start to follow Baba's direction, I can see Bab Dada is watching me from the subtle regions. With the help of my divine intellect, I can see Shiv Baba, ocean of love, sparkling in the forehead of Brahma Baba. The ocean of love is invoking me. And I can see the angel in front of me. So Baba is invoking both of us. What a great fortune. I realize the fortune. I can see a shiny globe, like big bubble coming down from subtle regions. As the bubble comes down, Baba invokes me to come up. I can see the big bubble floating. With its radiant light, it's softly and gently coming towards me. And as it comes down, I can see the different colors all around, and each color represents the value. I can see my own innate qualities reflecting in the light of the globe. As the bubble reaches me, I enter in the bubble, softly and gently, like the Viman of love, floating up above the ceiling, above the stars and the universe, above the cosmos, into the subtle regions. And I'm in front of Baba, my beloved Baba. Is giving me dress tea. I can see the joy, love, peace and purity flowing out of Babdada's eyes. What a wonderful fortune. I am in front of God and God is in front of me. Baba puts his hand of blessing on my head and gives me the blessing. My dear beloved child, may you be a victorious Jew. How fortunate I am to receive the blessing directly from God. I can see the angel besides me also taking the blessing. Baba gives the tilak of victory to me. And I promise Baba to share everything of my heart. Open my heart and share everything that I have in my heart with Baba. And as I start to share, my heart becomes light and generous. What a wonderful fortune I have in this confluence age, in this auspicious time of the cycle. I am so blessed to receive God's love. Baba is saying, child, be a karma yogi. Always sit on the throne of karma yogi while doing your actions. Remain in yoga. Like Vishnu, lying on the bed of snakes. I am far beyond my vices. Be a Vishnu and sustain yourself. Be courageous. Baba gives me that love and rest in. Gives me the power and the spiritual strength. I take the blessing . I enter the big bubble. After taking the rest day and float back gently and softly back into the cosmos, into the planet, into this physical body. and the bubbles moves back. I see myself shining out of peace, compassion, love. This is how I'm going to operate in this world of actions. I'm full of energy. I appreciate the fortune given by God. I accept the blessing that I am a victorious jewel. I have the courage to sustain myself with this blessing. I heartily accept this blessing and make use of this in this world of actions. As an onlooker, I can see the sweet fragrance of true personality and the positive energy flowing out. I can see my heart is aligned, harmonized, beautiful and serene. With these cherished feelings, I come back into this planet world and into this field of actions. I'm ready to be a Karma Yogi now. Again, remember that my blessing from God. God Himself has said that you are a victorious jewel. I accept this. I make a pledge. This is how I operate now. Om Shanti. All of you can make your horse sit. Sit back. So are you intoxicated? Yes. How many of you took the blessing? With a sweet smile on the face. Both the hands, please. Like this. Okay, I'll make it more clear. So with a sweet smile on your lips and with that happiness, with that cherished feelings, please raise your hands. Those who had a wonderful feeling. Okay? Okay? Thank you. So what we have to do to appreciate the fortune is to sustain thyself with what Baba is giving us every day. So when once you have this experience, you will never forget. Is it possible to forget? God Himself has given me this blessing that you are a victorious jewel. But how do I listen to it? With an ordinary stage. I need to accept it first. Accept with intoxication that God is teaching me. He is related to me in the form of a teacher. When I go to the class, how do I hear the Murli? From now on, accept with love. And everything that Baba is talking to me is personal. It's not that so many people are sitting in the Murli class, but just myself and Baba. Lot of energy, you can say. Myself and Baba. It's a private meeting. What is Murli class? Dancing class. What kind of class? Yes, everyone. What kind of class? Dance of the mind. Baba wants us to dance, but Baba is trying to please us. He's saying, okay, my dear sweet child, you're a victorious jewel, but my mind says, shut up, you're not like that. And I just flow with the energy of the mind. But if I say, okay, if Baba is telling me victorious jewel, my dear child, take this blessing. So I accept that blessing with love. Okay? Not only the blessing, every version of Murli. God gives me personal love for how long? For 1 hour? At least 1 hour is like, you know, fixed. You can say that. He loves me all the time, but he talks to me for 1 hour. In the world outside, they do homework 2 hours and study for 8 hours. So what do we have to do to feel fortunate? Once you start to feel fortunate, then you will be happy. See? So what is that now I have to do is appreciate my own fortune which Baba is giving me. Do you agree? Yes? So every version, how you are going to listen? With intoxication. Like Baba used to say, because Dadi Janki always used to sit in the front and she used to say, every version, like this. Sometimes it's been said in the research, you know, when you do like this, alpha waves are created. So that was afterwards, the research was afterwards. But Dadi did it even before, Dadi Janki. When she used to hear the Murli, she used to sit right in front of Baba and say, yes, yes. Even Mama, when she used to sit, she used to look at Baba like this. That's it. Whoever is here, there is no consciousness. Totally absorbed in the love. So Mama could remember the whole Murli. After Murli, she could say everything what Baba said because she loved Baba so much. That's the fortune. If we are able to love God, are you loving God or somewhere else also? You have appointments. Completely love God and He will be responsible for you. Do you want to take care of your own responsibilities or give your responsibilities to Baba? You want to give or you would like to carry on? You like already given. So are you 24 hours happy? No. See? Boats. You're in the two boats. Not most of the time. If you say, okay, one full glass of milk but one drop of poison. It's okay. Right? No. See? That's what. See, such a good thing she's saying, huh? So what we all have, sang songs, heard so many stories, but now what we have to do is to be absorbed in the love of God. Oh, constantly, sada. So this is why I constantly choose to create consciously to love God. It's not going to happen automatic. Nothing is automatic. What is automatic? Maya keeps operating you automatically. That's automatic. You like that? No hard work. Maya will keep doing its bone work. So, the beauty and the fortune of the confluence age that God says, you are the creator. I am the creator. Whatever I want, I can create. What do you want? You want to create a jungle or you want to create a garden? So if you want to create a garden, then you have to take care of not to get your love scattered here and there. In Hindi it's said, Pyar kiya nahi jata. See, ho jata hai. What does it mean? Yes, what does it mean? Those who know Hindi? Yeah? Yes. We fall in love. We rise in love. See, that's good. They say we fall in love. we rise in love. So you can fall and rise in love, but not with Maya. So love of Maya or love of God? See, that also you have to take care of. So from morning, from Amrit Vela, Baba is sustaining me. But do I accept the sustenance? Always I say, okay, I need to get sustenance, I need to get sustenance. Baba is giving, but do I sustain? Feeling being sustained, that is the fortune of confluence age. So Baba teaches me how to be a Vishnu. Are you ready to be a Vishnu? Okay or not okay? Absolutely okay. Even if you stop for 1 second, Maya will sustain you. That is automatic. There no effort. Okay, so it's nothing is automatic. I need to create a beautiful feeling. If that beautiful feeling, if that energy is high, then the other things will settle down. As you go up, fly up in the plane, aeroplane, flight, what happens? How do the big buildings look like? They look very small. But are they small? No. But they look small. This is why Baba says, fly in the flight of love. So are you ready? Yes or no? All of you? So, the confluence is just to be remain absorbed in the love. That's it. That's the effort. Very easy. So share lovefully every thought with Baba. Every emotion with Baba. Everything that's happening with you, keep sharing with Baba. Is that easy? Very easy. Easy or difficult? You know what happened once? The priest was, he was reading something with the scriptures, the prayers and things like that. So small child, he was listening and he also came up. And he was also saying something. So for half an hour this went on. And then afterwards everybody left. And then he was really amazed what this child would be saying, So the priest asked that child, what were you saying? What were you talking all the time there? So the child, he said, he was so smart, he said, what were you doing? So he said, I was reading the prayers, see? And so tell me what you were doing. The child said, I was also reading the prayers. I said, okay. Then what were you saying to God? What were you talking to God? So the child was very smart. He said, you tell me what you were talking. He was so cute. And the priest said, so these are the lines, he said, see the scripture, so this is what is written, so these are the prayers I was reading for God. He said, wonderful. So what were you doing? And the child said, I was just saying A, B, C, D till Z. So he said, that's what you say in front of God? So he said, why not? You were making words, you were making sentences, you were making paragraphs, you were making such a big prayer and then talking to God. I was directly talking to God. Whom would God love? God loves both, right? He loves both. But who would He love the most? Child or the priest? See, what God wants is just the love. Doesn't want like in sentences, definitions and this and that. So this is what Baba says. Then you can rise in intoxication. So love is a natural innate energy. We like to be loved by all. But the first and foremost is that we have to accept God's love. Even though He is God, He doesn't say, okay, just do it. Every day, what does He say? My dear sweet child. How do we hear? Okay, sweet child, just write down, over. Then that's finished. But to listen with that feeling of belongingness. Yes, Baba. Thank you, Baba. This is the fortune to appreciate. thank you, Baba, for giving me so much selfless love. This is the relationship with the unconditional source, which is Baba. He doesn't have conditions. He just accepts you as you are and the way you are, whatever you are. But every day he says, my dear sweet child. And even to accept just these two words in the form of belongingness is the greatest fortune. And if you were to accept each and every version with that much of love intoxication, then it is the greatest fortune of the whole confluence age. Yes, Baba said, become nightingales of knowledge. What did he say? Bulbul. In Hindi, what do you say? Okay, come on. What do you say? Bulbul. Very easy. Nightingale of knowledge. So did I accept? Yes, Baba, I am the nightingale of knowledge. So nightingale of knowledge doesn't mean just giving knowledge to others. To myself, to my mind, to my intellect. That is getting sustaining. Because United Nations and everybody in the world talks about long-term, ongoing, sustainable developments. The sustainability is so much appreciated in the world outside. So, do I know how to sustain? So become Vishnu. Vishnu is what? To sustain myself. With what? With everyday's godly versions. That is the greatest fortune. So continuously, if you start to chirp, to continue the churning, See, even I have seen Dadi Prakashmani as I had got the fortune to be with her. So, is it 12 o'clock or the time is just... It's traffic time now? Okay, so that's why you didn't play the record, is it? Okay, that's what I'm just thinking. Anyway, so chirping, continue to churn. You always do the self-talk inside, right? Unknowingly also this is going on. But now we have to channelize it with Baba. Whatever you're talking, don't talk with the self. Instead, talk with Baba. You can do that. To appreciate the fortune that I can talk with God and walk with God. This is why the confluence age is the age to accumulate multi-millions at every step. Who want to become multi-millionaire here? My brothers are happy. And sisters, I don't know. So the confluence age, every minute you can accumulate multi-millions. Every second, in fact. Because we need to earn for 5,000 years. So God wakes me up every day. Isn't it a beautiful thing? If you have a loveful mother, you will always keep remembering her. Oh, she used to wake me up. So who wakes me up at Amrit Vela? He comes to wake me up. Because there always the impact of the parent is on the child. So how do I wake up? God wakes me up. And this elevated soul on this universe and being selected by God Himself. So I need to create. It's not going to happen automatically. I create 10 thoughts and the rest of it, I think it will get accomplished. It is not going to happen like that. So what is the capacity of the mind? In 1 minute, how many thoughts? I think most of you do positive thinking and all of these courses to others. So, I mean, in 1 minute, how many thoughts? 25. So, how many elevated thoughts do I create? 1 minute? Just see. See? Is that enough? So, what is the capacity of the soul and what is that I have to do? So, in love, these are automatic. When you fall in love with God, when you rise in love with God, what will happen? So everything you will pass with honor. So do you want to pass with honor? So experience the relationship during the day, not while sitting. Okay, you're my mother, you're my father, you're my friend. Just when I sit in meditation. Okay, if I think, okay, Baba is a boatman. So while sitting in meditation, what will the boatman do? So when do you remember boatman? When you have a storm or something like that? So even when you have storms, do you remember the boatman, Baba? But if you remember, he will make the boat of your life to sail smoothly. So he is my parent. He wakes me up. How fortunate am I? The most fortunate on this universe. And he is my teacher as well. As a parent, he sustains me, and in the form of a teacher, how does he sustain me? Gives the pen of fortune, that is knowledge. And he says, to create elevated fortune, do elevated karma. That's why he said karma yogi. Karma is, even to think is karma, he said that. So the nightingales of knowledge, to chirp the knowledge in your mind. This is why Baba says, like Vishnu, keep churning. So the vices will become like the bed. They will not be able to operate you, but instead you will operate. And in the form of Satguru, he gives us the Srimat. What I need to do. Because he gives us the guidance. What you need to do every moment, because every moment of the confluence age is equal to 1 year. So now just think how many years. So every version is equal to, every version of Baba is equal to lakhs of rupees, Baba says. But do we hear it like that? We hear it very common. In that elevated stage of soul consciousness, we need to hear Baba's Murli. And take the directions of Satguru from the Murli, what we have to do. And in the form of a friend, keep sharing with Baba, whatever you like. And this is why in India, you know, Shivling, they offer akk flowers. Have you heard of that? Datura seeds and akk flowers, which are poisonous. Because only Shiv Baba has the capacity to take your negativity. So what I need to do is give everything, share everything, open my heart, be light, be generous, and talk to Baba. Is that easy? So this is the greatest fortune Baba is giving us, that I am with you, use me. You are tired whole cycle because you were alone. But now, I am with you. So I have seen Dadiji reading Murli 5 times, Dadi Prakashmani. At least 5 times. You know Dadi Prakashmani, right? You must have heard. So every time she is reading love letter of Baba. What is Murli? Love letter to the soul. Baba is writing. And we are not even reading once. We are not even hearing once. If we hear once and then forget, what is the use? So we have to constantly accept God's love. And then, you know, when before marriage, when they get love letters, you know, they keep reading the same letters. How many times you ate or whatever, the same thing will be written. But Baba here says, you are nightingale of knowledge. You are a victorious jewel. But we say, it's okay Baba, you know, I am not like that. Because mind says, you are not like that, you know, just leave it. But I have to sustain. I have to explain to myself. So the better and the best thing is, make Baba's room here. Ready? So you are a fortunate one, you can make Baba's room here. And then decorate it with whatever you like, and then go often, once in an hour, once in 3 minutes, once in 15 minutes. So, the fortune of getting linked to God. So, when you have the relationship with this unlimited, unconditional, selfless source, then what happens? Everything will perish. The other things, waste, negative. This is why Baba was beautifully saying, you know what happens when the Lord sits on the horse? And sometimes, you know, he feeds the horse with his own hands and then, you know, pats his back, rub the back of the horse and then, you know, gives love. So even this body is like a chariot. And Baba is giving birth. Baba is feeding the body. How beautifully Baba said, how you need to talk to Baba. So you can share everything with Baba. Just like in a radio, you know, you have different frequencies. The frequency you tune in, you get connected to that frequency. So in the same way, if I tune into the frequency of God, then I'll get connected to that. Because the unconditional love Baba gives us helps us to connect ourselves with the own self. Then what happens? Then the forgotten realities, hidden potentials, everything comes out. The original goodness. And then, nothing can affect us. It only adds and does not subtract. It makes us feel genuine, loveful and pure. Then we are related to that unconditional source. That is God Himself. He is my Father. He is my friend. He is my beloved. He is the purifier. I can go to Him, get the pure vibrations and come back. He's my purifier. And He's the liberator. Baba said, I'm your liberator. So the relevant and important thing is to accept what Baba is offering us. That I can connect with Baba in all relationships. Are you ready to accept? Yes or no? Yes? So if you accept all the relationships which Baba has been offering to us, then we feel we are the most fortunate on this universe and we can say, Wah, Wah my fortune, Wah. Say, Wah Baba, Wah. Say it with love, all of you. You are saying, Wah Baba, Wah, okay, I am feeling hungry, so let me go after the class, huh? Okay, now just say it with lot of love. Wah Baba, Wah. Wah Mera Bhagya, Wah. You are just saying, Wah Wah, the other thing I am saying. So you have to say it for yourself, okay? So all of you, come on, with lots of love say, Wah Baba, Wah. No, you have to say it. It's not just saying Wah, okay? Wah, do you agree with this? Okay, so Wah Baba, Wah. All of you say it with intoxication. Wah Mera Bhagya, Wah. Say everybody. Then Wah Drama, Wah. What Baba says? Wah Drama, Wah. So when you say Wah Wah, then Maya will run away. So keep singing this song. Wah Baba, Wah. Okay? So now again I request the brother to play the song and we're all going to feel the fortune of being in Madhuban, being in Baba's house, being with this wonderful family. Just we will sit in silence for 2 minutes and then you all will come and then you can sing and dance with Baba. To rejoice in remembrance. Om Shanti. And realize how elevated the fortune is because God is making my fortune. With this intoxication, you will say thanks to Baba. Just say thanks to Baba with this intoxication that God is making my fortune.